Facebook Showdown!
Facebook Showdown, where we take real dumb, uncivil conversations from social media, change the names, reenact it like a bad soap opera. Welcome back to Facebook Showdown, my colleagues, PA.
Hey there.
Kyle Pauly.
Hello.
And Daniel Hargrove back again.
Hello.
I think we got him hooked on these.
Right.
Today, in the showdown, Amy has a real problem with how her daughter's second grade teacher gets the class's attention. But does everyone agree? Of course not. It's Facebook Showdown. All right. I'll play the part of Amy. Kyle, you're going to be Louise.
Okay.
Daniel is Rebecca. And PA will be playing the part of William in this episode of Facebook Showdown entitled Back to School. And begin scene. Do you think it's acceptable for a second grade teacher to slam down a yardstick on a desk to get kids' attention? In this day and age, I would like to think this is not acceptable, and there are better options to get our kids' attention in the classroom. This happens 1 to 10 times a day. This teacher does also have tendencies to yell. My child says it's very startling and frightening when he hears the slam.
I think no. Positive approaches will be much more effective. Quieting children down and getting their attention is easy to achieve in so many ways, like flickering the lights. No way children should be startled with yelling and loud noises.
Totally fine. Years ago, I worked as a kindergarten and first grade sub. A loud voice didn't help either. I lost my voice trying to get them to quiet down. And then I used a whistle to get their attention to come inside. And also take their seats to quiet down and no talking.
Who cares if your kid gets startled or frightened by a little noise? They should deal with it. Life is tough. Kids can't be coddled all the time. Parents should support teachers more and not constantly take the side of their little demon seeds.
My child is not a demon seed. She's a second grader trying to learn how the world works. Banging things on a desk and yelling is not the norm. They don't do it where I work.
There is a difference between raising your voice to be heard and yelling. I don't think the teacher is screaming at them.
Even if she is, it builds character.
Oh, so she can grow up to be the person of character that can't do math because she was busy throwing her hands over her ears? What a stupid thing to write!
Amy, remember, the positive approach works best.
Shut up, Louise!
Amy, you can stop typing in all caps now. We don't need yelling.
Oh, Mr. Screaming at Kids builds character. Can't take a little online yelling? Thanks, everyone, for the advice. I'm going to ignore a bye-bye. And end scene.
It seems like these kids are just terrible. Like, 1 to 10 times a day?
No,
like,
these kids.
Kids these days.
Hey, I feel for this teacher.
Now, I tell you, these kids don't know what it's like to have Mrs. Mitchell as your teacher in fifth grade.
Can we bring back the Board of Education? Is that allowable
now? I don't
think
it's going to ever happen again.
Facebook Showdown!